Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. We're glad to have you. We have a great podcast lined up for you today. We're going to talk about the events of September 23rd in football history, some events that took place with Joe Montana, Drew Brees, the BC Lions, and the great George Sonny Frank coming up. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. We have a great show today. September 23rd is our subject date, and we will get right to the events right now. September 23rd, 1984, the great Joe Montana missed his first start with the San Francisco 49ers in 49 games. Montana, who was unable to play due to an injury, was replaced by backup Matt Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh stepped in and threw for 252 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead the Niners to a 21-9 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll hop, skip, and jump to the next decade. September 23, 1992, Bill Comrie purchased the BC Lions franchise of the Canadian Football League. As we've discussed in earlier episodes, former BC owner Murray Pisum filed bankruptcy before the CFL had to step in and assume ownership. The team also suffered a setback when it lost its star quarterback, Doug Flutie, to free agency and his subsequent signing with the rival Calgary Stampeders. The Lions finished in last place that season of 1992, but since Comrie purchased the team, they won the coveted Grey Cup 4 times in 1994, the year 2000, 2006, and the 2011 season in the CFL Championships. September 23rd, 2018, the amazing quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, surpassed Brett Favre's career record of 6,300 pass completions to become a new record holder. It happened on a 17-yard touchdown pass to his favorite target, Michael Thomas, helped not only achieve the milestone, but also to overcome the Atlanta Falcons by the score of 43-37. What a barn burner. We're hoping you're enjoying this daily podcast and enjoying PigskinDispatch.com for daily news and information on football history. And if you are, please click the subscribe button to this podcast. And also, check out some of the other great podcasts from my friends on the Sports History Network. When Football Was Football by Joe Zimba, Pigskin Pass by Joe Zagorski, The Football History Dude with Arnie Chapman, Yesterday's Sports with Mark Morthay, Football Is Family with Jeremy McFarland, and The Football Addict with John Gidley. Catch all this on the Sports History Network at sportshistorynetwork.com. We only have one Hall of Fame legend to discuss on this September 23rd, and that's George Sonny Frank, who was born on this date in 1918. He was a former halfback from the University of Minnesota. The 1940 Golden Gopher offensive weapons of Sonny, along with College Hall of Famer inductee Bruce Smith and an All-American fullback Bill Daly, were part of a backfield trio that is considered to be one of the best in college football history. These great players were in a single-wing offense, and Frank was the most versatile of the bunch and the perfect as the key playmaker in the offensive system. Frank had the speed and the football smarts to be extremely valuable. Frank ran and passed the ball in the offense, but also kicked and returned kicks and played defense. His athletic speed was evident not only on the gridiron, but also on the Minnesota track team, as he won the Big Ten championship for the 60-yard dash. And he was clocked at running the 100-yard dash in 9.6 seconds. The 1940 Gophers team took all the assembled talent and won the national championship that season. Sonny Frank was voted as a consensus All-American and placed third in the Heisman voting behind two other College Football Hall of Famers, Tom Harmon and John Kimbrough. The National Football Foundation selected George Frank to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002. George Frank won the MVP honors in 1941's College All-Star Game. Teammate Bruce Smith, who we talked about earlier, won it the following year in 42, and then played in the NFL for the New York Giants until Uncle Sam called him to be a fighter pilot in World War II. As a U.S. pilot, he earned 9 battle stars in the theater of the South Pacific. That's incredible. Frank was not only a legendary football player, but a war hero for this country. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.